Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, I think everybody out there, I don't know what happened to Gary, but I think he's probably trying to get back in. Can you hear me in the chat room okay? All right. Anyway, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. While we're waiting for Gary to get back in, I want to remind everybody to call in to 773-897.
Hello?
Yeah, there you are. I was just telling him who to call. I can hear you now, Gary. Go ahead.
Yes. Can you folks hear me? Yeah, I got disconnected twice,
yeah.
And the sound is sounding very strange. Okay, so
yeah, you might have
folks,
to
I get disconnected
speak up a
again,
little.
Linda will be on. Keep talking. Okay.
Okay.
We got some bugs tonight. So, having said that, Linda, you're coming through clear. I'm going to let you introduce yourself and tell us about yourself.
All righty.
Why don't you tell us a little about yourself, Linda?
Okay, I'm Linda Irwin. I'm that crazy ET lady that everybody likes to see what's going on with the things up in the sky and what's going on with the contact and all that. But tonight, I've got a special guest with me, of course. If you look at the episode slideshow, next to my picture, you'll see a bat. That bat is no ordinary bat. Swoops is a very special sentient bat. It looks like a Tibini bat, but if you look at the eyes, I don't know how this happened. I was taking a photograph of it, and you wouldn't think my eyes would show up, especially since I was behind a camera and my glasses, but it actually manifested either human or animal eyes. So I know it's alive, and I've got him sitting right next to me. But I do want to tell everybody to call into 773-897-6461, and also visit www.psychicsgonewild.com to put in for prizes. Tell us on the form. Use the Contact Us link and fill in the form. Are you batty for Patty, jittery for Jethro, creepy crazy for Chris, drooling for Dina, scary for Gary, jumpy for Jan, or loony for Lynn? Do let us know over there because we're giving out prizes this month. We have stuff coming from Candy Club later in the month and also Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. So be sure to get in for all of those prizes. However, if you're putting in for prizes and you don't eat candy, please do us a favor and indicate that on the form and we won't put you in for the candy prizes. Well, Gary, are you back with us? And no, he's not. Okay. While we're waiting for Gary, I wanted to share a little bit with you guys about bats and why we associate them with Halloween. Gary, you back? Okay, I'll just continue on and we'll try to get him going. According to thingsthatgoboo.com, they tell us, how did they enter the Halloween Hall of Fame? It is believed that early pictures of witches revealed them worshiping a horned figure, bat's ears, that sometimes had the wings of a bat. Furthermore, bat blood was an ingredient. It was an ingredient in their flying ointment rubbed on before attending Sabbath. During their assault on pagan religions, the Christian church became very wary of bats due to the association with witches. What's a poor bat to do? Well, these resourceful creatures fly at night, avoiding notice. Not really. They are nocturnal animals. Blind as a bat, bats actually have excellent eyesight. They take cover in areas not easily seen. You can find them sleeping upside down in caves, under bridges, attics, and barns. These creatures, once feared, are amazing animals and helpful to man. So be sure to visit thingsthatgoboo.com to learn more. Gary, are you back? Oh, Gary. Yoo-hoo, Gary. I think the bats have swooped him away. Oh, dear. Well, anyway, like I said before, call into 773-897-6461 and do visit www.psychicsgonewild.com to put in for prizes and let us know who you love. Also, join our Real group on Facebook. That's right, we're the Real Psychics Gone Wild group. Be sure to check out www.facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics. Okay, I'm really hoping this time Gary's got it.
Yeah, I think I'm back.
Gary?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yay!
Okay. This is the third time I've been cut off in less than 6 minutes, so I hope I stay on. I don't know why. Blog Talk doing some weird things. Wanted to mention
okay,
to you
I'll have Swoops bring you some glue, and we'll glue
okay.
you in there.
We've got several of you folks have called in and have not pressed a 1. So if you want to get in the host room, get a reading, make a comment, be sure and press 1. Linda and I are going to be doing some readings for you folks. And if you've called in before and gotten a reading recently from myself, from Linda, or from Psychics Gone Wild, please just let someone else call in instead. Just listen and disconnect the phone so we can get to the people we haven't given a reading to. Is that cool with you, Linda?
That is so cool.
Okay.
I do have to ask you a question. The lithomancy and the stones and the beautiful things that you use. I was wondering about caves in particular, like bat caves or any kind of caves. Do you think there would be a special power given to stones and crystals found in caves over just finding them out in the open?
I never thought about it, but I tend to think if you find something that you like, a stone, a gem, a thought, or a person, hold on to it, that becomes a part of you. You know, that's my first gut instinct, but I never thought about it, particularly about caves and so forth. I know I've used everything from stones, the 16 stones I use in lithomancy. And by the way, if you folks are interested in learning about what lithomancy is, it's the reading of stones. You can check me out on Psychics Gone Wild, go to my website, see a lot of information about it. Or you can go to lithomancy.com, lithomancy. But I've used regular stones that I've gotten from friends or from art shops or New Age shops. And when I was in Europe, I did readings a couple of times with spoons and forks and whatever happened to be on the table. If you teach yourself to read symbolism, you can read just about anything. It so happens stones are a little more convenient than forks and knives. But if you look at things in a symbolic way, you can interpret things out of anything. It's all symbolism. You agree with that, Linda?
Oh, I do. Very much so. My cards are not typical tarot. In fact, they're just regular playing cards with extraterrestrial beings on them. And that's
there
what I use.
And I use regular playing cards, too. And there's symbolism and everything. You folks can find out a lot about lithomancy, a lot about what Linda does, what I do on Psychics Gone Wild. And I want to mention real quick, if you're interested, if you'd like to read, I wrote a very interesting book called The Second in Eternity about a near-death experience I had in 77 that to this day affects me very profoundly. Check it out, A Second in Eternity. One more thing before we move on to callers here. Is we've got several folks in who have called in, have not pressed 1. So if you do want a reading, be sure and press 1. We're going to start doing some readings. We've got a lot of folks. What do you think we alternate? Do you want to do that, Linda?
Sounds like a plan.
Well, my dear, you are getting number 1, who is area code 303. Are you with us, 303?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Hi.
What's your name, my dear?
My name is Allie, and I'm curious what comes up, especially around career growth.
Well, Linda, you
okay,
do this.
Allie?
I'll take the next caller.
Sounds good to me.
Oh,
hi, Allie, the very first.
Go ahead.
Huh?
I wanted to actually hear what Gary had to say with the stones, because I'm a stones person myself. But you guys can...
Well, I'll just give you a real quick thing here, and then I'll turn you over to Gary.
Okay, thank you.
The first thing they're showing me is you're being watched over by extraterrestrials that are working like guides for you, and they're showing me that you need to build something on your own, build your own foundation, find what it is in your heart space that you really want to do, and work with that. That it would be better for you. I mean, yes, you can work for someone else, but you'd be more fulfilled if you did it yourself. And they're also showing me that you've recently, in other areas of your life, taken command of yourself, because I'm showing a female commander. Does any of that resonate for you?
Yeah, some of it does.
Okay, well, let's see if Gary can fill in
your
the blanks.
You're probably more of a brave commander than you realize, Allie. You know? you want your ancient career, is that correct?
Especially so, yes.
Especially,
yeah, career and money. Yeah, those two.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll concentrate on this. And I'm using 16 stones for you folks. Sun through Pluto, that's 10 planet stones. And a life stone, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. So, Allie, all you have to do is say drop, and I'll go off these stones and tell you what I see about that, okay?
Yes.
So whenever you say drop.
Okay,
one
drop.
Time, there you
drop
go.
Drop it there.
Uh-huh. Well, have you gone through school, right?
I'm sorry?
Have you gone through school?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Okay.
Highly educated.
Well, it feels like that. I'm seeing the very first thing I'm seeing is education right at the very top, and how it's almost like you need to think outside the box as far as where to work, new ways to look at work, new avenues, and a lot of your own individuality. That's the same thing I was feeling with Linda. Your own slant on things is real important. But what I'm feeling that's very you have a feeling like you're out of the marketplace, or it's going to be real tough, or it's going to be an uphill and that sort of thing. And that's not the way you want to look at it. You want to look at it for what you can offer, for your ingenuity, your creativity, your uniqueness. And the reason I asked you about school, because education came up on top. You are very smart. You got a lot of education. You got a lot of ability. Don't be afraid to apply that same knowledge, education, and ability in your own way of bringing a job to yourself. Almost like bringing the kind of the job you want and being very broad in what you look at. It's almost like you've kind of limited yourself to, okay, maybe a little bit here, here, and here, but maybe there's a whole lot of other possibilities there. And it feels like by the third and fourth week here, because you're looking outside the box, I wouldn't be surprised if you're getting a lot of good feedback or landing one. I'm not sure. Part of you is dealing with a lot of confidence issues right now because of probably relationships and probably a lot of things that have gone back not quite like you planned fairly recently, but toward the end of this 3-month period, I feel like not only do you have a good job for you, but it's setting you up for like things in the future, advancement of career, even better job. So have faith, break outside of the box, start looking elsewhere. Don't look at the fact you haven't got a job yet, but start seeing the how you're going to make that happen for yourself. And I feel like bit by bit, you're going to get a whole new game plan going for yourself here. And that includes how you land the job. Does that make sense to you, dear? That's short and sweet.
Yeah, I didn't quite catch when you said you saw a job coming. I didn't quite catch that. How many weeks ahead was that?
Well, it feels like by the end of this 3-month period, you're happily going along. It feels like during the first 3 or 4 weeks, you're looking outside the box and establishing relationships with people that you could, so you can establish this job. Get over your fears. That's what's stopping you to some degree. Get over your fears of landing a job and start using your creativity to bring it to yourself. Same situation, different point of view. I hope that helps you, girl. We're going to move on. We got a lot of callers in tonight.
Yeah,
and,
please do. Thank you.
You could always listen back on the archives. I can't center specifically on the job because what I do feel is you have to think outside the box first, and that's really helping you be braver, bolder, just as Linda was saying.
Okay.
Don't be
Thank
afraid to take
much.
The Pepsi challenge. There you go, girl.
Thank you.
Allie,
Thank
and
you,
all
Allie.
You folks... Yeah, all you folks can listen back on the show later. Download the archives. We are taking 111111111. Are you there? The first of 111.
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
Great.
Michelle.
We're gonna get Miss Magic Linda to give you some of her magic again. Michelle, Linda.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, just wanted to know what you see with around career. Just like mm-hmm. the last caller.
Well, first thing I'm seeing is security. That could mean job security. I'm also seeing the Ambassador of Light card for you, which means that your best career would be something where you're helping humanity. And I'm also seeing a woman who is very wise that may be a connection for you in a new career or in a current career, someone that would be a mentor for you in order for you to advance. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I just went to a recruiter. You know, a recruiter.
All right. Is she a very wise, gentle lady that's helping you?
Yes. Do you see when it's going to come?
Okay. I don't have a date on that, but Gary, maybe?
I was actually fiddling with something on the show. The date on the job, is that what you're asking, Michelle?
Yeah, like just the next month or two, like what you see.
I actually see the next month. It feels like 2 to 3 weeks. I think you're kind of getting yourself geared up to go, excuse my French, kick ass. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you got a lot of determination, a lot of commitment to this process in the first couple of weeks. And it feels like this first couple of days or so, you're kind of gearing up to get all your psychic, mental, and spiritual strength going for you. And then it feels like you're really putting out a lot of good comments, a lot of good connections to people. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the next couple of weeks it does land for you. And it's going to really help you advance a lot of other things in your life, too. Some of these stones are kind of similar to the color before, especially where it comes to bravery, breaking out of the box, not limiting yourself. So make a commitment to yourself of really having a luck come your way. And it does feel like you land in different situations where you can show yourself to a couple different people. So score good on your interviews. Go in there, look them in the eye, tell them you're the person they need, and then follow it through when they hire you. Or be prepared to before they even hire you. That makes sense?
Yes, a lot.
Next couple of weeks look real good for you, girl. Don't be afraid to come out ahead. Okay?
Thank you. Thanks to both of you. You made me feel more relaxed.
Good, Michelle.
Oh, good.
Well, one thing about life, the more relaxed, the better you become. I mean, it doesn't mean just be falling asleep at the job. But it means unwind yourself when you get wound up, because only we can, you know. We are moving on to area code 3.
Oh, hold it a minute, Gary. I want to share something that's going on in the chat room.
Oh,
our chat hostesses, Dan Drake Bakke and Lori C., are having a lot of fun. And I kind of want to read what they're writing, because I'm just totally loving it here, if I can find it all. If you guys will stop typing a minute so it doesn't scroll on me. It says, get back up there. This is really cute, by the way. They're rapping through the chat. Woohoo! They are rocking and bopping and hopping and stomping and flopping and topping, and they're going shopping. Isn't that cute?
Hey, it sounds like rap music to me. Not my favorite, but we appreciate our co-contributors there in the chat room.
Oh, love it.
Good. We're going to move on to area code 313. And again, folks, we got a couple of bugs in tonight, so bear with us. 313, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Sherelle, how are you?
Is this
how
the
you
same Sherelle?
Hi, Sherelle.
Hi.
No, I haven't given you a reading in over a month, so you get one with me tonight.
You
Yay.
Got it, Sherelle.
Okay.
Yay, how are you both?
Doing good. What's your question tonight?
Yes, I was wondering, when do you see a job coming up for me, a new job for me?
Ooh, this is the topic of the night, isn't it? Wow.
Yes.
Okay, I'm actually seeing two cards related to you that are pretty much what I said to the other caller, the Ambassador of Light card and finding work that is helping humanity and also making you feel good. I'm also seeing that's not right where you're located because they're showing me a ship that is actually flying away from your area. But I'm showing that that's all right because the woman that's connected with this is going to help you and get you settled wherever it is you need to go. So start looking outside of your immediate physical area, okay?
And what type of job would it be? Do you know specific or no?
No, it doesn't tell me, but I would say just use your intuition as to what it is that feels right to you and what something that's not going to compromise your standards. If they're dealing with something that you don't agree with, you know, don't even apply for it.
And this is recent, or is it coming up soon, or?
They're not giving me a time frame on it. So
okay.
This is where you kind of need to use your own intuition to zero in on something. If it feels right, go for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you both. Y'all have a good evening. God bless you all.
God bless
you,
Sherelle.
Huh?
God bless you, Sherelle. Good to have you. And, Linda, whatever you want to do, your prizes or giveaways, you just jump in here, my dear. Okay?
All right. Well, I just want to remind everybody to get in on the prizes. Oh, please do get in on the prizes. You're going to love them. Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, use the contact us link, it's right over there on the left side of the page, and fill in the form with all of your contact information, and down in the comments, say, I'm in for the prizes, I love October, I love Halloween, I love all the people on Psychics Gone Wild, or you can say who you do love in particular, and we're giving away prizes this month from Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa, and also from Candy Club at the end of the month, a big trick-or-treat bag for somebody. So be sure to have those prizes, put them in on that forum so that we can call your name if your name comes up. But in
All
the meantime,
right.
We are going to hear from,
All right, I was just giving you a round of applause on that comment about the prize.
Thank you.
Join us.
Hey, why don't we hear from one of our people, either Candy Club or Blue Moon Treasures? They've got that Halloween feel to them.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do the blue. How about the blue moon? We're doing the blue moon.
Sure. Okay.
This, folks, is the Blue Moon Treasures commercial.
What are you doing for Halloween this year? Why not join all of us from the other side shopping at Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa? Blue Moon Treasures is a special metaphysical shop. Semi-precious gems, crystals, handcrafted Native American product, jewelry totems, Kirlian photography, and a never-ending flux of genuine stones and wands from around the world. Also available, personalized, hand-blended healing oils and astrology oils. Go to www.jethrosmith.net and select the metaphysical shop to find the right treat for you. Have a safe and happy Halloween!
And if you want a shorter route other than going through the other world, you can also go to bluemoontreasures.com. Ooh.
All right, folks, so do check that out. Might as well get a free book or a T-shirt or candy or whatever mugs or whatever happens to be the prize this particular period. But we sure love you folks to tune in with us. And having said that, we're going to move on down the list to area code 832. 832.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
832, can you hear us?
Hello.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question. And this is actually my favorite time
of
the year.
Is this Prince?
Yes, it is. How did you know?
I'm psychic,
is this Linda
remember?
Is this
yes,
Linda
it is.
I
yes.
love you. You and that why the DC lady love you guys. And I love Gary, too. This is actually my favorite time of the year, Halloween. This is the only time I celebrate. I don't even celebrate my birthday with nothing. This is the only time of the year
aww.
I celebrate. And I seem like I'm the only person that likes this. I don't ever think it'd be Halloween. But anyway, and I'll probably call next week and ask my second question about a job. But my first question, and probably my only one for tonight, is I have a friend. Her name is Elizabeth. And I was wondering if you guys, saw us going anywhere in the future, you know, like maybe a long-distance friendship or a long, maybe a soon-to-be romantic relationship or anything.
Okay, and Elizabeth, I am showing long distance here, very much so. And I'm also showing that this is a time when you're both going to need to be away from each other in order to sort out what your relationship could be in the future, but that it may take a while, but you will still be friends at least. But there may be a period of silence, you know, before that gets going again. Okay?
Okay.
Gary?
And you know, Prince, I was going to add to that, to being friends with ladies is real important. It beats that friendship will make love possible if it's going to work. But friendship has to come before love. Respect, honesty, friendship, and that sort of thing. So if you want relationships to blossom, do the best you can to just be a great gentleman, a hard worker, a good soul. That's the best insurance you can get. Did you have another question, Prince?
Do you guys see me getting a good decent job? I have a job right now. My people are at Walmart. I like it, but I need something to go with it. Did you guys see me getting another, probably second job or career that I could basically balance with my first job? And do you see me liking? You know, could I possibly like?
Well, here's I'm going to give you a real quick shorty. A couple months ago, my cousin was saying, oh, I hate my job. I said, how many hours of work a week? Oh, 40, 45, kind of driving. I said, you hate 45 hours a week of your life? Quit hating any part of your life, Prince. You're there, enjoy it. You're there in heaven. How do you know that wherever the job you're at right now, if you put your full enthusiasm in, maybe someone's walking by and you talk to him about something, and he says, hey, I need someone to run my store, and you're a vice president next month. Miracles happen when you put out the best energy right where you're at. So if you want to be satisfied in a future job, be satisfied right where you're at first. That's what I'm feeling is the most important thing. Because as you get satisfaction right where you're at, then you open the door up to other satisfaction, to other possibilities. But you can't put the cart before the horse. You know, when I get the right job, I'll be happy. No. Get happy, pull the right job. Does that help you, man? Think about it that way.
Yeah, I guess I do get a little bit cushy at times. Get a little impatient.
Be creative. Be cool. Be creative. Be broad. Liberate yourself. You want a good job? Enjoy where you're at. Make it work for you. And then you're paving the road to the next good step.
See, I've met some pretty good people on this job. Elizabeth's one of them. A guy named Leonard is another. And
well, that's what I say. You're in a good place.
What I wait for. The lady I'm talking to now, she asked me what I wait for. You know, she wants to be my friend. She works 7 days a week, though. She works three jobs, so she told me. So she's always busy. She's got lots of animals that she takes care of. She's got a lot going on in her life.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot going on, too, Prince. Enjoy it.
I do, brother. Love you guys, man.
We're going to move on. We got a lot of callers.
Thank you so much.
What I'm feeling is
enjoy where you're at,
Prince, and that's going to open you up to other things. God bless you, brother.
God bless you more.
We are moving right on. Tell us if you have another comment to make, Linda, or another announcement or anything else.
Oh, yes, I do. I wanted to share a little bit about vampires.
All right, my dear.
LifeScience.com has this to say about vampires. The belief in vampires stems from superstition and mistaken assumptions about post-mortem decay, much like zombies. The first recorded accounts of vampires follow a consistent pattern. Some unexplained misfortune would befall a person, family, or town. Perhaps a drought dried up crops or an infectious disease struck. Before science could explain weather patterns and germ theory, any bad event for which there was not an obvious cause might be blamed on a vampire. Vampires were one easy answer to the age-old question of why bad things happen to good people. Villagers combined their belief that something had cursed them with fear of the dead and concluded that perhaps the recently deceased might be responsible, having come back from the graves with evil intent. Graves were unearthed, and surprised villagers often mistook ordinary decomposition processes for a supernatural phenomenon. For example, though lay people might assume that a body would decompose immediately, if the coffin is well sealed and buried in winter, putrefaction might be delayed by weeks or months. Intestinal decomposition creates bloating, which can force blood up into the mouth, making it look like a dead body has recently sucked blood. These processes are well understood by modern doctors and morticians, but in medieval Europe were taken as unmistakable signs that vampires were real and existed among them. They go on to say that traditional protections against vampires include carrying a small bag of salt with you. If you are being chased, you need only to spill the salt on the ground behind you, at which point the vampire is obligated to stop and count each and every grain before continuing the pursuit. If you don't have salt handy, some say that any small granules will do, including birdseed or sand. Others say that there's an unwritten rule of vampire etiquette that they cannot enter a home unless formally invited in. Centuries ago, it was not uncommon for suspected vampires to be staked in their graves. The idea was to physically pin the vampire to the earth, and the chest was chosen because it's the trunk of the body, not because of any particular symbolic connection to the heart. Then, of course, there is always garlic. So perhaps if you are going to invite one in, offering them a nice, hearty Italian dinner just might do the trick. And that's from science, LifeScience.com.
Wow, that was interesting, my dear. So those of y'all,
I had to do it in my Halloween voice. I just had to.
So
I'm waiting for the announcement to come through. Did you want to play Candy Club's Halloween?
Well, I think we can probably pull that off for you, folks.
Candy. Oh, now, Igor, just settle your chains and go back in your cave. You know I've been slaving over a hot cauldron all day and have not had time to go out on my broom from house to house. Do you have this problem at your place? Ghoul friends coming over and nothing to serve? Candy Club is the best place to have premier candies delivered to your door. You can enjoy the brand new candies yourself. Share them with your family or send them to a friend. Want to feel sweet all year round? They offer money-saving multi-month plans that save you cash while sweetening your stash. Every month, you'll receive a new box of hand-picked candies and treats from our huge selection. Candy Club wants to deliver fresh candy to your door month after month. Each month, you'll receive a selection of 2 to 3 pounds of your favorite candies. There are thousands of candies could give you and your loved ones millions of smiles and cackles. All you have to do is sit back and get ready to enjoy the sweet life. In fact, the only choice you have to make is how many months you want to enjoy the sweet life. If you're craving a short-term sweet tooth fix, then a one-month supply could be the perfect treat. For long-term sweet satisfaction, their multi-month memberships can give you even more to enjoy. They are the crusaders of candy, the sultans of sweet. The whole reason they're here is to make your life a little easier and a little sweeter at the same time. After all, what's wrong with a little indulgence every now and then? Especially when you can share a smile or a scream with the people you love. That's the spirit. Happy Halloween, trick or treat.
Pretty cute, pretty clever. Good audio overwork, my dear. So you folks
check
out.
I love doing Halloween commercials.
I can tell. You know. Well, you folks do check out on Psychics Gone Wild. Register up. Check out the Candy Club Halloween and the Blue Moon Treasures Halloween. Did I say that correctly, Linda?
Yes, Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. And Candy Club, and you can put in for those prizes by using the Contact Us link over there. Also, follow us here on Blog Talk. Never miss another episode. Make sure all of your episodes are right in your trick-or-treat bag. Follow by hitting that follow button up there. Get everything right to your email inbox.
Thank you for having that information so readily accessible. And 212 area code, are you readily accessible?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hi. Hi, my name is Mary.
Mary, quiet creature.
Hi, Mary.
What would you like tonight? What works for you, my dear?
Oh, well, I have a work-related question, too. I just started a new job, and I was just wondering things are going to pan out.
Linda, take the first part. I'll take the second part real quickly.
All right. Okay, I see that there may be a couple of men in there that are rather resistant, but you will overcome that stumbling block. Just be patient with them. Get to know who they are. Find out how it is that they work and try to make peace with them, and they will come around. But I'm also showing that there's a networking possibility because they're showing me reaching out beyond the wormhole in this card. So it might be that there are other branch offices that you could eventually consider switching to. Does that resonate for you?
There is their branch.
Okay. Well, that's just something to keep in mind. Okay.
And Mary, did you have another part of a question about that?
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering if it's going to, if it's going to be a good situation overall. And well, I mean, more specifically, actually, I think Linda answered it. There's somebody who I was hired to supervise, and it seems as though he doesn't really care to be supervised by me. He wants me to be the supervisee almost. So.
Yeah, well,
you know,
if you use your intelligence, your personality, your wisdom, your style, yes, men have difficult ego trips, you know. I mean, look throughout history, you know, men have not done a great job of being equal with women. It's changed a little bit. It's still kind of there. But don't let it bother you. Just plow over, be positive, be strong, be wise, and that's all you can do. And I feel like that, you just going in this with a feeling of love and style and graciousness is going to, he's still going to have kind of an uneasiness at it. And the reason is he's having to learn some very, you know, humbling things for him. He's used to being, you know, top dog in some way, at least in his own world. Don't be intimidated by it. That help
okay.
you, girl?
Yes, it does.
Don't be intimidated. It'll bring out more strength than you realize, because that's what I feel like you're doing, is bringing out a lot of strength in yourself. You know you got the right ideas, policies, and so forth. It's perfecting on your own, just decision to make things work and not be intimidated by someone who's a bad apple. Don't let it spoil yours.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, girl?
Great. All right.
God
thank
bless you,
Mary.
And, of course, as you folks probably know, both Linda and I can cover a lot more in a longer reading than we can in just 2 or 3 minute short comments. So check out what we do on Psychics Gone Wild. And having said that, we are moving along to area code 575. Some of you folks have been on for a while. We have a lot of callers in now. We're trying to get to everybody. 575, you with us?
I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
This is Tammy.
Tammy?
Hi, yes. Tammy.
Hi. I just have a quick question about finances and about my home. I just need to get some things taken care of and know where to go.
Linda,
okay, I'm actually showing a move. The very first card that come up shows a move, so this looks like you're going to be selling the one place and moving another. They're showing me a ship that's actually moving away from where you are now. I'm also seeing two women in this card. One of these could be you. One of these could be somebody that you're either moving with or working with. One is very telepathic, and I believe that one pertains to you, and you're able to tell situations and people just by tuning into them. The other one is the commander card, the female commander card. And this is somebody that's a good, strong influence, friend or relative, or perhaps someone you're working with that is somebody that you should stick close to and pay attention to because they have a lot of wisdom and knowledge. Does that resonate for you?
Yes, it does. Do you have a time frame on that?
That I don't get. The extraterrestrials are not good with linear time whatsoever. But Gary?
I could, the time frame on specifically what, my dear?
I mean, on it making a transition or a shift in my home.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll concentrate on that. I'll look over this 3 month period, and all you have to do is say draw. And if I get a time frame about that, I'll let you know, okay?
Okay.
So do you just say draw? Okay. Well, you're right in the middle of making that process right now. It feels like there's a lot of changes in everything. And don't worry about some of these things you've been through recently. Yeah, you're moving forward now. Don't worry about what happened last week or last month. You're trying to sell your house. Is that correct? Is that what you said?
No, I just need to move. I don't own it.
Oh, you need to move your house. Okay. We'll be,
I don't want to move.
Well, I don't think you have to necessarily decide that overnight, too. I really don't. I think allow yourself to sort of put your worries in beside you, and that's what I felt at the very top. You got the magic stone right at the top, pointing to a lot of luck and a lot of power coming in during this 3 month period. And even in the first week or two, things are different 5 days from now than they are right now. So you're about to get to a real point of expansion, and that gives you the ability to make good decisions and come out ahead with a lot of things, not only partnerships, relationships, and how you decide about your place. So I'm not getting an exact date on how soon you move or have to move, but it feels like in the next couple of days, as you sort of give yourself a break, allow yourself to realize that you can, that you'll know things, you'll get more indication of time and policies and all that as you start imagining your ability to do that. Seriously, if you imagine your ability to win the 100-yard dash, you have a lot better chance to do it than if you say, well, I might trip. So there's a lot of changes going on right now. Work with them.
Okay.
Just these very changes should be very inspiring. Stuff in 2 days is going to be different than it is today. You got a lot of fast changes going on, and they're going to bring you stability and good dreams and good hopes for the future. So over this first couple of days, take a deep breath, relax, don't worry about what didn't happen yesterday or what did. Start moving forward with your plans here, and you're going to find support. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yeah, it does, and thank you. Do you see any travel abroad or anything?
I feel like it's certainly
didn't really
coming
show
in. To
where?
To what?
I said my travel card didn't really show where, but I would say that would be up to you to decide where you want to go. It just showed the moving.
Okay.
And I feel like you're going to look into that more in the next couple of weeks and the next couple of months even. You'll probably look into it in the next couple of weeks and the next couple of months you'll see more possibilities in your life on a lot of those regards, travel plans, long-term issues, and especially how you bring a lot of luck to yourself, really. And that's a good thing. And you do that by not worrying so much, but by saying, I'm reading the signs as they're unfolding before my eyes.
I hear you, Gary.
Okay, girl. Stay happy.
Thank you.
Stay inspired.
You guys are so much fun. Thanks.
Got a lot of good energy, girl. Quit worrying about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good to have all you folks with us. And again, you can listen back on the archives. Come back to this show in about 30 minutes after the show and download them to your computer. 111, are you with us? 111111. Can you hear us? 111?
Hello?
Wait. Yes, can you hear us here?
Yes.
You're on. What's your name?
Monica.
Monica. Monica?
I'm Monica.
Connect with Linda. This is Linda, Monica.
Hello, Linda.
Hi, Monica.
Hi.
What can we do for
you?
Yes,
thank you. I love your show. Very educational, entertaining. But I have a, I need some advice. It's more like in a relationship advice. There is,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make a decision with this man. He's a white Caucasian man. I'm not sure what type of relationship I should proceed, because he has done a lot for me, and I have not gave in as a relationship for the past 3 years.
Okay, the very first card I'm seeing is sort of like a father-type figure. I don't know if this is somebody that you view as like a mentor more than a romantic-type person, or
yes.
that he views himself that way. Does that part resonate?
It's resonating, uh-huh.
Okay. The second part shows someone else coming into your life, somebody that's younger in attitude, but still very mature in many ways. And I can't say for sure when this is coming in, but be open to it. You're not tied to the other relationship, okay?
No.
Gary?
Yeah, I was kind of agreeing with you. Well, you know, one thing I kind of feel about, men, they pursue you, you know, but you do get to make the choice as to whether you want to keep it as a friendship or sexual or include that. And so if you feel like you want to keep it the way it is or keep distance, it's your choice, girl. As much as men don't like rejection, we pretty well get used to it because that's just the way it goes. So don't be afraid of being honest to yourself. You know, you don't owe anybody anything because they were nice to you. It's a mutual thing. Other people learn how to give by being nice, too. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you? Now, do you have any other question, or is that pretty well covered for you what Linda said?
Well, the question that I have is, you're right, but the man did give me a choice. He said that either sexual or friendship. If I do sexual, then he's here for me more. And I said no, and it's been 3 years, and he asked me again 2 weeks ago.
That's
well,
romantic ransom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, really. He's persistent, burger, and that's not, you know. I mean, it's kind of corny to approach you that way, all due respect. It kind of shows the simplicity of which men think, and you have to forgive us for that because we're wired much simpler. But it does feel crude, and it doesn't feel like the kind of thing you would want to be aroused by, basically. It doesn't feel like a turn-on in that sense.
No.
So you decide where it's going to be. If he's going to ransom you like that, no problem. Don't pay the ransom. Move on. I mean, that's perfectly okay, dear.
Your freedom and your self-worth is the most important thing.
Amen. Amen.
It's wonderful.
Does that help you?
Wonderful advice. Yes, it did. Thank you.
Good. Good. God bless you, ladies. I grew up with six brothers. I realize how complex y'all are. late in life, so you certainly are complex. 111.
Never.
I'm trying to see where we're here at the board now. Okay, this is looks like the next is this is 917. 917, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, I'm
yes.
with you.
Who
Hi.
Are we speaking?
Hi.
This is Anna.
Anna.
Hi, Anna. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Where have you been hiding?
Oh, thanks. Hi, you guys. I have a question regarding, I lost my job and jobs. And I was doing really well last year, but everything fell through for me, and now I have to start from squat. And kind of like not in a happy place, so I want to get back to my, you know, back to myself again and feel good about everything. But I'm also wondering if you see things like if I will be working again.
I actually do, but I see a period of self-study coming for you first, not necessarily going to a brick-and-mortar college, but perhaps brushing up on things online. And I'm also showing that once you do that, there will be more job security for you to go out and find something else. And I'm also seeing a female friend that might be able to make really helpful connections for you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Does that resonate?
No, it's very new. It sounds very new. I don't know.
Okay.
I feel a little bit stuck in my field. I haven't been very successful in moving forward, and so I don't know. It's like,
well, new areas of self study.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Sure, Gary.
Yeah. Anna, what is your field now? What do you do?
I work with people. I'm a therapist.
Okay. It felt like some sort of healing type work or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I feel like you're doing right now, girl? You're going through a lot of periods in your life right now to learn how to be excited again about things. That's what I feel. And I think the more you look at life, the more you look at life just in these next couple of days about if you want life to be exciting yourself. Like I was saying about my cousin a while ago, not that you'll listen to this show and hear
me.
Yep,
it starts from within.
Yeah, it does. It does. And as you start feeling real excited again about everything, that's going to help you with job. It's going to help you with taking the sort of strain you feel around your place now because of, you know, responsibility, finances. And it's going to really help you learn how to get out of this sort of rut you get into of lack of confidence. So start by being real excited by the fact that no matter what happened yesterday, you got a clean blackboard and you can write your future on it starting this moment. And look at it that
That's
way.
Right.
The next moment, try it again that way, because that excitement, that passion, getting back that into your life is going to make everything else work for you. Really will. That's where you start. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yeah, I feel like I have to start all over, so that makes sense to me.
That's all right, but when you start all over, you're starting wiser. You're starting again on a whole new fresh part of your, and a whole new fresh chapter. Really?
Yep, and on we go.
Yeah, and you're young.
Yeah, you're not doing what you have to do. You're doing what you want to do. That's the difference. Right?
Maybe.
Yeah, right now I'm not so sure. I applied for a job, and maybe I'll just take that one to be able to do certain things with it and in the meantime get my paperwork in order, and then I can possibly move forward faster, but without
now
all
you're
those
thinking,
things
girl.
In order.
Now you're thinking forward. Exactly. Underscore that. Listen back to what you said. You're 100% right.
Now I know what I've said. I've been thinking about this the whole time. I just want to keep everything in order, and the job that I do, if I will get it, it doesn't have to be the job of my dreams right now, but
you're young, you're going to go through a lot of things in your life. It's like I've talked to girls sometime they're 19, they broke up for the first time with a boyfriend, they think they're never going to fall in love again. You're 19. It's your first boyfriend.
It feels like that. I feel that's what happened to me too. I gave up on somebody.
I see that here. I see that here, and I was going to say you're refreshing on that too. Start being excited about things right now, and that's going to open up a whole lot for you, including erase this fear about relationships again. And it's going to put you
yes.
in the right place for the right relationship. Get excited.
Okay.
Get passionate. You just underscore.
So you just
what you
have
need
to keep it up.
No problem, girl. Hope that helps you, Anna.
Yeah, Anna.
Thank
just
you.
Just recapture that vibrance that you had over a year ago when I last talked to you. You're such a vibrant person. Just recapture that, okay?
I don't even remember talking to you, though. I can't believe you remember
yeah, it was,
me.
It was on Unseen World with Sandra Green.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Bye,
see,
guys.
One
Thank
more
you.
Reason
Bless
to be excited.
Bye.
Exactly.
Oops, cut you off at the last part of exactly. My apologies. We've got time for, we've got about 3 minutes left here. 770, are you with us? 770, area code. Can't hear anybody at 770, so we are going to move down to 402. Are you with us, 402?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. I was just seeing what you saw from my, hello?
Yes, who are we speaking
to? Hi.
Hi, my name is Ku'u Leilani.
Yeah,
and
can you
thank
hear
you for taking my call. Yes, I can hear you. And I was just wondering what you see in my future love life, if you see anything good.
I actually do. I
Linda,
see a man that encompasses three basic characteristics that are very good for you. One that fights for the underdog, so to speak. He doesn't let people trample on other people. He's kind of like a guardian-type personality. He's also someone who's very thoughtful and secure in who he is, and somebody that is actually a very romantic type person. He likes to write poetry, perhaps read literature, go for walks in nature, and bring flowers. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Gary? Gary?
Well, that sounds pretty good. I was even following your description there, and it sounded like good energy. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
Linda,
you.
Can
yeah.
you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I forgot your question. I was just commenting on what Linda said. What was your question, my dear?
My question was, what do you see in my like in my future love life? And she saw a really wonderful guy.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too. I pulled up a King of Clubs, and clubs represent people who are very good. I'm in a two of clubs right next to it, so I do feel like, yeah, there is a very wonderful guy. What I feel like you're going through right now is you're wondering sort of like if you're worthy of it in some sort of way. Well, don't even consider yourself ultra-worthy of it, just like if you're trying to, like I said, win the 100-yard dash. You're going through some... like spinning yourself, spinning in circles a little more than you should with your own doubts about yourself. And I think just feeling the inspiration of things good happen to you, good things happening to you from what Linda said and what I see about this good relationship coming into you, that should really encourage you to not tie yourself in knots, so to speak. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, and thank you very much. And
that's what,
yes.
That's
yes,
what you need
thank
to undo.
You,
you too, girl. So I see,
can I ask a quick question? Linda, do you see what this person kind of like, is he a light, is does a King of Clubs represent what, well, I'll ask both of you, what he's supposed to look like? Is it like a darker hair person or a lighter
usually
hair?
Usually a brown. Usually for me, the King of Clubs represents a brown-haired individual, possibly brown eyes.
Okay, but when you were seeing the qualities, did you see an image?
Not really. But
okay.
That's usually what it represents when I'm doing regular tarot, so.
And that's about all the time we have tonight, folks. Catch us next week on Psychics Gone Wild, Monday, 8 o'clock. Linda, a pleasure to be with you as always, and I hope to be with you next week.
Oh, thank you, Gary. You're wonderful.
You folks have a good week. Come back to PsychicsGoneWild. download the show and check out psychicsgonewild.com and let us know. We'll be glad to give you a full reading. Have a good day. Have a good evening, folks. Have a good weekend. God bless.
God bless.